Another chat for you this week, and this one is a corker. It's with Kayleigh Hamilton. She's a two-time Emmy Award-winning producer, a former entertainment news journalist as well, and founder of Kayleigh Media, which is a Los Angeles-based PR agency. But she's also just one of the nicest people that you can chat to, and she shares so much. And she's going to tell us in this chat today about how to get that connection with the media by being personal. You know, we talk about corporate relationships with the media, but how do you really get media attention? She's got some amazing insights because as a former journalist, she knows what would have appealed to her. I think you're going to love this chat. In the meantime, welcome back to the interim series 5.5 of the Public Relations Podcast. This is all before we launch series 6 at the end of September. The first month of the show is all completely booked already, but if you would like to come on after that, then let me know. Head to thepublicrelationspodcast.com. Easy enough to remember, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, and click on the menu link at the top, which says guest. That's got all the details about the new format and how to get in touch and get yourself booked onto the show. It is going to be an entirely new format. It's going to be nothing like we've heard in the past. I know I've said this quite a few times on this series 5.5. It's going to be focused very much on what's happening in PR that week, some of the PR moments that are going on, PR stories. And if you want to help me chew through that PR news and the PR moments and see what we can learn from them and also talk about some of your own campaigns, then check out that URL and click on the guest link to book your week. Oh, plus also we're going to have a community bag section as well where we will discuss basically the questions that I get sent a lot of questions every week, and we're basically going to discuss those in the show. I'll give more details when we get to that series. Let's get to Kayleigh Hamilton though of Kayleigh Media. So all these chats in this interim series are the bits of interviews that I didn't manage to fit into series 5. So I've already had Kayleigh on this show, and if you heard that episode then, you'll realize that she shared some amazing stuff in that episode. But these are the bits I didn't get to run. You might hear a couple of little weird edits in there too, as I was trying to sort of put it all back together again. So you might hear the context change suddenly, but there is so much good stuff in here. I think it is really worth it. I'm going to put my takeaways, as always, in the newsletter, which you can also find at thepublicrelationspodcast.com, which is completely free. But let's get over to Kayleigh Hamilton.
It's all about the storytelling, and being a journalist, former journalist myself, you understand as well. It's like journalists want to create headlines which elicit clicks, and it's what's behind that headline. What is the story? What is that thing that connects with the person that will click with their audiences? And so no matter where you are in the world, it's a matter of talking to the human behind the brand or the business or the company and getting to the root of their personal story.
It's that story though, isn't it? It's that emotion, because you know, wherever we are in the world, we're all, you know, I guess as humans, we're hardwired for story, aren't we? And we also react to emotion.
I know, it has to be relatable. And I always tell my clients this, you know, a lot of people go into PR or people who own companies and they're like, okay, we want a press release or we want interviews, but I only want my company getting that exposure. I don't really want to talk about myself. And before I even sign clients on, I'm like, no, it has to be about you, because people care about people. That's how you're going to connect with audiences. And then even connecting with journalists and producers and podcast hosts, if I send them a pitch just about a company, they're going to delete that immediately. They're not going to care.
Yeah, because it's normally just an advert as well, isn't it? That's the problem. It's not a story. It's not news.
It's not news. And it doesn't like elicit that emotion. There's no connection. And it's like, what is that interesting factor behind the human, behind the company? So yeah, it's all about that storytelling, which definitely transcends across the world.
I got to ask you about the showbiz world, though, because this ties in beautifully. You know, you were in showbiz for many years. How the heck do you get yourself to stand out? Because there are so many celebrities. It's like, you want to be a singer or you want to be an actor or whatever like that. It's like, well, how do you be unique in such a saturated market? Well, how did people get your attention as a showbiz reporter when you were doing it?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I feel like social media plays a huge role in that. And again, it goes back to, it kind of sinks back to PR. It's the celebrities and the up and coming actors, artists, singers who are putting themselves, their actual selves out there on social media and documenting the very real raw parts of who they are. Who's the person behind the character that they're playing or the musician that they're being on stage? It's like, again, that human connection, like, and people are so curious. People want to know okay, that's a cool actor, but like, who's that actual person? And obviously, coming from the world of celebrity news, I reported for Entertainment Tonight and Us Weekly magazine, and that's what those businesses are run on, is the personal lives.
Yeah. But what made one celebrity stand out to you over another? You know, how did you choose between one or the other when you looked at them?
Well, I did a lot of field reporting interviews. So I was working a lot of red carpet events, just any events where celebrities were in attendance and wherever I could do interviews or get a quick quote. And it did come down to the celebrities that shared something unique and juicy and headline worthy, whether it was personal or whether it was new information that wasn't out there, something that could be turned into a headline that people would be interested in rather than a kind of canned answer or like a publicity media kind of answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, okay, what's interesting? And a lot of them knew how to play that game. And a lot of them it was just fun to connect with them. Like if you are good at your job and are a good reporter and you're able to kind of set that foundation of connection, it's like you're talking to a friend and you kind of do connect with them and then they feel comfortable and they are able to open up a little bit. And then it benefits them too, because then they get the extra added press when they do share something interesting that can be turned into an article or a segment.
I was talking to someone the other day who was saying that they're struggling to get some coverage for this particular campaign that they're trying to do. And when we were looking at what they were saying, it was very similar to what other people would say about that particular industry. And I did a whole episode on it. And I was talking about the fact that, look, if you want to get attention, you've got to have something new to say. And often one of the ways of doing that is to challenge the narrative. But in this particular case, it's interesting because I remember this from the journalism days as well. It's what you're looking for as a media outlet is something that allows you as that media outlet to stand out from everyone else. You want something new.
Right.
You don't want to have what someone else ran last week or this morning. You want a new line.
I know. It's so true because all of these outlets are competing with each other and they want to be the first. They want to be. I also worked in the photo department. So I worked with paparazzi agencies and was licensing photos and also red carpet, Getty Images, things like that. And so when there was a brand new paparazzi photo of, say, like Taylor Swift with a new boyfriend that nobody even knew she was dating, these were the first photos. It was so important for those news outlets to be the first to report on the story, to be the first to show the photos, because obviously that's huge news. And if they're the first, they beat out all their competition. All of the audiences go to that outlet and they get all of that traffic.
Thinking about other people listening to the show who are in different sectors, how could they maybe apply? How could you translate that celebrity headline into, say, I don't know, an accountancy firm or an IT company?
It is about either something that's newsworthy. So if there is something very newsworthy happening in the industry, sometimes I'll just do the newsjacking thing.
Commenting on a story that's already out there. Yeah.
Commenting on that's out there, maybe adding a few bullet points of things that aren't out there. I'll turn into the reporter myself, go back to the client and say, what's your take on this? What's your opinion on this? Do you disagree with this? What's already being reported? Do you agree? Why? And just kind of have them give me a few bullet points. Not even too much information, because obviously I don't want to overload a pitch, but offering them as an expert to newsjacking that topic, potentially offering some new quotes, kind of sending that out there. And then also telling my clients, and it's easy when clients are very open to speaking on a new narrative that's being reported on the industry, and they aren't afraid to kind of push the boundaries.
And they've got an opinion, isn't it? Yeah.
Their opinion, yes. So if they have a differing opinion, and I always ask this when I'm like onboarding clients too, like, do you have a differing opinion of what is being reported in your industry? And so I'll write all of that down and then I will offer that to reporters and then I'll just kind of open up the conversation and then either a reporter will come back and say, yes, like, can they answer these questions? Or yes, can I hop on the phone with them? So those are kind of two ways that I go about that.
Yeah, love it, love it. Right. Next one. You've written the perfect press release for a journalist and you never hear anything back from them. What is wrong? And yet, we're assuming here the perfect press release and we know what it's like with press releases. They're not always perfect. It's hard to get a perfect press release. But assuming that you have written a perfect press release, it seems like the perfect story. How do you get through to the journalist? If you don't have a relationship with them already, of course.
Yeah, always follow up, of course. The fortune is in the follow up. So always follow up via email. I would also kind of tweak things. I really like to keep things in a variety. Like, I don't like to follow up and say, hey, following up on what I sent before. If I'm going to follow up with a journalist about the same client, I will switch up the angle. I will even do a whole new email, a whole new subject. It can be the same topic, but I'll maybe tweak it. I'll maybe put a different angle in the subject line on the same topic. So following up, but maybe doing so through a new, like, variety of pitch.
Awesome. Next one. What about the future of the PR industry? We've got an economy which is looking a bit shaky. We know that marketing always suffers in the time of economic downturns. How do we get across the fact that PR is still relevant and important?
I know. At the end of the day, it's like PR, the ROI of PR is pretty endless, and the power of media exposure is endless beyond just kind of gaining more clients or selling products. I always tell my clients, you know, you never know what can come from these interviews, like the connections that you make. Yeah. I'm not one to gatekeep contacts. I will always connect journalists to my clients, vice versa. Obviously, when my clients go on podcasts, they connect with incredible podcast hosts. They connect with producers. I've had clients get amazing brand deals out of podcast interviews. It's like, not only are you gaining amazing credibility, authority in your industry, not only are you reaching incredible audiences way beyond your own social media platforms, way beyond your website or paid marketing, but you're also networking with incredible people. Mm. And like I said, just the PR opportunities are endless.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges coming up for the PR industry?
I don't think that AI will overtake. I think AI is definitely very helpful when it comes to writing pitches. It can be when it comes to writing press releases. But like you said, we are public relations. We are the relations, building the relationships of this industry. And so it is that human connection and also the storytelling. AI can't do the storytelling. You know, it's all about us as PR pros connecting with our clients and pulling out those interesting angles, pulling out those interesting stories to be able to pitch. Mm. And honestly, I think we're moving a lot more toward podcasts. That's why I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm so excited to always book my clients on podcasts. I'm a huge podcast listener. Podcasts are amazing because it's just such a longer form of content. And so if my client's able to get on a podcast, they're able to speak for 20 minutes to over an hour, sharing their story, insight, expertise, as opposed to a 7-minute TV news segment or...
Yeah, that gets lost in the mix, whereas as we know with podcasts, it's like, that's one thing. When people say, what is the advantage of podcasts? Well, podcasts keep growing forever. Every week, an episode gets more listens.
Yes.
So it doesn't stop like advertising or like that 7-minute interview. It keeps going.
Yes, exactly. It's like a permanent digital asset for your brand, for your personal brand, for your company. And yeah, like you said, it like lives on forever. More and more people will listen and it's like totally worth the time to do.
Gosh, there's so much good stuff in there, isn't there? Don't forget, I'm going to put my thoughts and a quick roundup of some of the key points in the newsletter this week. That's going to be the publicrelationspodcast.com. It's a completely free newsletter, thepublicrelationspodcast.com. Click on the link to the newsletter there. To be a guest on Series 6, don't forget, I am taking bookings for particular weeks where we're going to be reviewing the news that's been going on. Head to the publicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, and click on the guest link this time. I think that's it for this particular episode. I've still got more interviews I need to try and get out from Series 5 that never got the airtime that they should have had. So I will have more for you next week. I hope you are having an awesome week. I hope you're having an awesome summer as well. And I will speak to you next week. Bye.